Thank you for purchasing an inspirational audio from Empowered Creativity Institute. This audio comes from Listen to Life, Wisdom in Life's Stories by Dion McGinnis. Copyright belongs to Dion McGinnis, so please respect that. The audio is read by the author and may include more content than is in the book. Remember, just remember, those were the days. Though a well-worn expression, provides a great source of power, energy, and affirmation. Harking back to a remembered time of optimism, health, warmth, love, ability, capability, endurance, or confidence helps us cope with current issues, inspires us to great things, and recenters us on who we are because, after all, we are a sum of our experiences archived in our recollections. A couple of years ago, I conducted a workshop for a small company. Its wise owner wished to give her employees something special after a challenging, consuming year. She decided to give all of her employees themselves, which included my work with them. After responding to writing prompts, the employees were able to read aloud if they wanted to. Brooke inspired everyone with her response to the writing trigger of, "I remember." She captured the power and the reason to remember. She shared her recollection of the moment she was notified of being named senior class president in high school, after having tried for the class role in each of the previous years. She remembered where she was standing, what she was wearing, the music that was playing, and who she was talking to when she was told the good news. She remembered feeling the power to make a difference in the school, using her abilities to rally the senior class to great goals. She described the power and the optimism that coursed through her. Brooke also remembered losing her energy to the needs and expectations of others, losing progress to impediments born in the committee process, and losing hope to reality. She recalled the continuation of the process after high school, forsaking potential to appease or satisfy others, or to conform to others' processes. Brooke brought everyone to tears with her conclusion, though. She said, "But I remember the moment I was named senior class president and my sense of power and potential and opportunity, and I'll never forget it again." Don't just reminisce for the good old days. Remember the days, stories, and feelings in order to re-energize, refocus, and affirm all that you are and what you still can be. Timely beginnings. A woman I know moved to Alaska a few years ago to begin a new life. We had lost touch many years ago after we grew up together during the ages of 13 to 22 via correspondence and phone calls, with only occasional face-to-face meetings. Funny things can happen along the way. Sometime life happens. In the subsequent period of nearly two decades, her life took its shape, as did mine. When I reconnected through a variety of interesting circumstances a few years ago, we began another phase of written communication. She said that when she went to the largest state, I gotta tell you, that hurts, I'm a Texas boy through and through, to begin life anew and rebuild after a failed marriage, she began with a drink. She said, "The first thing I did was take a glass and put million-year-old glacial ice in it. Then I filled the glass with wine and toasted to new beginnings." New beginnings set in the scene of million-year-old backgrounds. The symbolism and act of faith in her acts have inspired me since I first read her words. Against the framework of eternity, or of the earth's existence, or of humanity's time, or since the dawn of civilization, we are but a flicker. However, we make a difference. And our life can make a difference if we move forward in acts of creation and recreation of who we are and of the world in our sphere of influence. I'm glad that I lost touch with her so long ago, not that I don't wish I had been able to maintain the friendship, but because of the clarity from the perspective of changes over time, and for the constancy. Much of her new focus is built on the faith, energy, beliefs, and issues of the knobby-kneed little girl who became a sharp-witted, strong-willed woman that was my friend. What I know of the girl from back then clarifies the picture of the woman I hear from now and what she believes in. Do we grant ourselves the same sense of time's perspective when we go through our own changes? The pain of the moment, the change of the moment, or the confusion of the moment are blended over time. When we remember our origins, the equivalent of our personal glaciers, we have time on our side once again to help provide the calming perspectives we need and to allow us to lean on the beliefs of our younger years that so inspired us. When we look at who we really are, act with faith for the future, and toast to our own new beginnings, miracles can happen. Like the miracle of birth, our own.